This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music.
I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. Oh, be my friend, Lord, be my friend, be my friend, Lord, be my friend, oh Lord, all along this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Ain't got no mother to walk with me. Ain't got no mother to walk with me. Just walk with me, my Lord, walk with me, walk with me, my Lord, walk with me, oh Lord, all along this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me.
Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and episode 128 of The Joy of Classical Music is all about the liturgical and spiritual. We open with Dorothy Melton singing I Want Jesus to Walk With Me from a field recording made in Sumner County, Alabama, in 1956, and that was off a wonderful Smithsonian Folkways album called Music from the South, Volume 8, Young Songsters. Italian Baroque composer, violinist and organist Giovanni Battista died of tuberculosis in 1736 at the age of 26. Composed in the final weeks of his life, his 12-movement Sabbat Mater is one of his most famous and enduring compositions. An emotional and intimate setting of the medieval hymn about the Virgin Mary suffering at the foot of the cross, it belongs to the tradition of Latin sequences. Compressed, metrical, rhyming verses on religious subjects. Here's soprano Julia Lesniva and countertenor Philippe Jaroski with the first movement, The Mother Stood in Sorrow. Thank you. Composed in his signature style known as Tintinnabuli, Estonian composer Arvo Pärt's Salve Regina is a setting of the Marian antiphon of the same name. What is a Marian antiphon? Well, I think I explained this last week, but it bears repeating. A Marian antiphon is a seasonal, hymn-like Latin chant sung in honour of the Virgin Mary, and here it is, performed by the Latvian Radio Choir.
Thank you.
Grigory Levusky is considered among Russia's greatest liturgical composers, and we'll be listening to his arrangement of the Cherubic Hymn, a 6th century work that calls the congregation to set aside worldly concerns and to join with the heavenly angels in worship as the holy gifts of bread and wine are prepared for the Eucharist. Here's the choir of the Stratensky Monastery.
Thank you.
Black American composer Florence Price set the spiritual Every Time I Feel the Spirit in her concert overture No. 2 for orchestra. In this work, Price weaves together three well-known spirituals, the other two being Go Down Moses and Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. The version we'll be listening to was arranged for four-hand piano by Zhuhua Tang and Deborah Moriarty, and it features on their rather wonderful 2022 album, Connecting Cultures, four-hand music from all around the world. When he was young, Scottish composer James Macmillan rebelled against his Catholic family and their traditions by joining the Young Communists League. He later changed tack and became an ardent Catholic. During the Scottish independence referendum of 2014, he strongly criticised pro-independence artists, accusing them of having a pathetic desire to please those in control. His 2001 work, St. Anne's Mass, is an example of his efforts to enrich liturgical singing with high-quality, accessible contemporary music. Here's Capella Nova performing the ninth movement, Until the Day Breathes. In 1996, composer George Walker became the first black American to be awarded the Pulitzer Prize for a work called Lilacs. His most celebrated work is Lyric for Strings, a 1946 work that was written in memory of his grandmother, a woman who lived a substantial part of her life in slavery. Inspired by black spirituals, Lyric for Strings has become a rallying cry for social justice. Here's the Sun Sonora String Quartet. And to finish, we'll be listening to Ukrainian composer Valery Antoniuk's Cantata in Five Parts, a cappella piece that sets music to the poetry of Taras Shevchenko. A central figure in Ukrainian literature and a powerful voice in the quest for Ukrainian national identity, Shevchenko was arrested in 1847 after Tsar Nicholas was given a book of his poetry to read. He was so outraged that he sent him to serve as a soldier in a remote region of Russia where he was forbidden to write. He died aged 47, ruined by poverty and deprivation. And that's us. I'll be back next week with Down Argentina Way and a broad selection of Argentinian music. Until then.
Oh, Zum Zum Zum
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.